96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
Our newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. You can save big all this month, up to a $70 online rebate when you buy a set of four eligible Yokohama tires. Choose from the Avid Ascend GT, the Avid Ascend LX, the Advanced Sport AS Plus, and more. Rebate offer is valid through October 31st. Come see us before you plan your fall getaway with new Yokohama tires with Mel's Tire.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, 915 Graham.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 20th of October. Cloud cover 62 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on the KVOE Sutherland studio line for our primetime newsmaker by Steve Harmon and Aaron Oppel. Aaron's with Gravel City Adventure and Supply. Steve Harmon, lead organizer for Freedom Fest 2021. Mr. Harmon, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chick.
Aaron, good morning.
Hello.
Good to have you with us here this morning. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Good to be here.
Well, glad to have you both on. Steve, we're getting close. We're getting real close now to Freedom Fest, are we not?
We are. We've had some great meetings, working out the final details. We're almost back to pre-COVID numbers, and just as exciting as it was 2 years ago, bringing everything back, plus many new events. And like we always like to say, this is the event that brings some of the best of Emporia together, you know, with the Freedom Run, which is focuses on gravel rides, or excuse me, the running community, the Freedom Ride, which focuses on our gravel rides, the Dynamic Disc Open, which focuses on disc golf, and of course, being found in the City of Veterans Day. And then it's all for a good cause, and this is one of the most charitable communities I've ever met. So yeah, this is an awesome event on November 6th, but we are live already with our virtual event, so a lot going on right now.
There is a lot going on. And also, don't forget about, that spur challenge, too, Steve.
Yeah. Right, for those that like a good challenge, we do have, for the hardcore athletes, we've got two events, the Murph Challenge and the Spur Ride Challenge. And the Spur Challenge is truly amazing. It gives you a chance to do the run, the ride, and do something that you can't do anywhere else in the country, which is the Spur Readiness Test, which gives you a flavor of what a Cav Scout or an Armor Infantry Soldier might do. And we have a lot of fun. And truly unique, and let me tell you, the folks that have gone through it really, really enjoy it, and they come back for more. They get a chance to earn their silver spur and eventually work their way up to the gold spur and the Stetson. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to it on November 6th. And, of course, all this information is on EmporiaFreedomFest.org, and that's where you can also get online to register. And we're open right now for registration.
All right, so EmporiaFreedomFest.org, that has all the information. You can register and sign up online. It is that easy. And Aaron's with us, again, Aaron Oppel with Gravel City Adventure and Supply Company, to talk about the gravel ride. So what are we offering up, Aaron?
Got a couple of different courses, as Freedom Fest is known to do. Everything's leading from the main start-finish area where the run and the spur challenge all take place. But we'll be headed south and headed just slightly west of the airport for the 16-mile route. Then they'll curl back into town. And then the 40-milers go a little bit further south, down actually just a little bit south of Olpe, a little bit west of there, and then they come back into town. So great roads, great part of the county. It's going to be a beautiful route, and I'm sure it's going to be a beautiful day now that the fall has arrived.
Absolutely. Aaron, from your perspective, what's gone into the organization side of things here from Gravel City Adventure and Supplies side of things?
So Freedom Fest, as Steve mentioned, is kind of an amalgamation of a few different events, and they need people to come in and kind of walk alongside and help them understand how to put on a good event for each, you know, segment, how to put on a good run, how to put on a good little disc golf tournament, how to put on a good gravel ride. And that's what we come in to do, is basically just give them all the little tips and tricks that make sure that people are safe, that the route is enjoyable, and that there's a good challenge out there for everybody.
Again, as Aaron mentioned, all this activity will be at the All Veterans Memorial. That will be the launch point for the bulk of the activities happening on Saturday, November the 6th. What about ride times, Aaron?
Steve's going to have to double-check me on this, but I'm thinking it's 9 or 9:30.
Yep, 9:30 is when we actually start. That's right.
Right.
You can show up at 8 or check in.
Yep. There's like a staging and then some pre-ride announcements, and then 9:30 is the start. That's right.
So will they all be taking off together, Aaron, or will it be a kind of a staggered start? How will that work?
Should all be going off together. We are probably going to provide just a little bit of, you know, spacing to make sure that everybody feels like they're safe in the space and everything. But no, everything goes off all at the same time.
Steve, for folks that have not been to a Freedom Fest before, I think we've kind of get a sense of the atmosphere from what you've been talking about, both this morning and also in past interviews. But give folks a sense of exactly what the buzz is like at the All Veterans Memorial on a Freedom Fest morning and now afternoon.
Yeah, that's an excellent question, because it's not just about working out and getting fit. It's also about the patriotism and being a founding city of Veterans Day. The memorial itself is just one of the most beautiful in the country, and that's where most of the proceeds go, as well as to a veteran scholarship from that day. And you get a chance to see the flags are all up. The memorial is beautiful. Like Aaron said, we usually have great weather, and hopefully we'll continue that, knock on wood. And there's a lot of activities that go on as well for those that aren't competing, that are witnessing and watching. And you don't have to be signed up to come down and watch and enjoy it. We have the 101st Dog Company reenactors and all their military equipment out there, and they're going to have a great expo show. And at 12:30, they're going to do Taking the Bridge. So we'll have the Germans versus the Americans reenacting World War II, and that'll be fun. We'll do that in between the riders and runners coming in, hopefully. You know, that always makes it exciting. And then we'll have the climbing wall from the National Guard, some military vehicles, some food vendors. And I tell you that it's just an awesome atmosphere. You guys are down there with the Rolling Radio Show. We appreciate that. And you just have a lot of fun, because we've been doing this 18 years, and we're starting to see family members with kids that were college students and high school students when they started with us. It's just a great, great chance for everybody to get together. And, you know, with the pandemic, we were separated so long. Why not come on out, hang out, and see your neighbors and see some of your fellow community members?
Yeah, that's interesting you mentioned that, Steve. We're seeing kids now that are actually parents that were involved with this 18 years ago. That's good in a way and bad in a way.
Yeah, because you guys started with us 18 years ago. You guys were there with me, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, yeah, I've had a few marriage wedding proposals at this event, too, over the years.
Yeah.
Seriously.
One of them's about to have her second child, so we're pretty excited to see them back again. So. How's that make you feel?
Interesting stuff. But as Steve mentioned, you know, we're really proud that the proceeds go to the beautiful All Veterans Memorial and for veteran scholarships. You can't beat that at all. And I think you'll have what food available down there this year too, Steve?
We do. The last 4 or 5 years, we've had usually it's charitable organizations that either do bake sales or good food products, as well as commercial vendors. And so, yeah, because the events really go on from 8 to 2. All day long. And so if you see a bunch of stuff going on there, stop by. Find some parking, stop by, and come on in. We do have a great time. And check out the website for all the different events that are going on. And when we get done, we're truly not done. We're actually going to celebrate. You know, we kick this thing off on the 5th, actually Friday, at Bourbon Cowboy with a karaoke night. But we close it out at Mulready's. And if you bring in your challenge coins as a participant, they've got discounts for you. And we'll also have food there as well from 3 to 6 at Mulready's downtown. Just to kind of relax, celebrate, and tell our war stories and talk about the event, and hope to see folks down there as well Saturday evening.
Yeah, can't wait. Emporia Freedom Fest 2021 coming up November the 6th at the All Veterans Memorial. You'll be hearing more about this as the event draws nearer, and we're just about there. Aaron, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Aaron.
Yep, very welcome.
Have a good day. Steve, thanks.
Thanks, guys. Always appreciate the help.
All right. Steve Harmon, lead organizer, Freedom Fest, and Aaron Oppel. Aaron is with Gravel City Adventure and Supply Company, all a part of Emporia's 18th annual Freedom Fest coming up November 6th at the All Veterans Memorial.
All right. And if you'd like to be part of our morning show, specifically the 7:15 Newsmaker segment, if you've got an event or an activity that you want to have highlighted, the rest of this week is full, and actually... As we look at the schedule, right now we've just got two dates for next week, the 28th and the 29th. So if you want one of those two dates next week, give us a call, 342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com. We get our biweekly update on the county's COVID-19 response effort tomorrow, which means we'll be joined by Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director Jennifer Milburn.
And our newsmaker this morning, Chuck, brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham in Emporia. Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. KVOE Live and Local, 728, 62 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Hello, this is Danny Giefer. I believe Emporia is a city of opportunity. My wife, Betty, and I moved here.